Good morning. Welcome back. This is the I Am Sorry About Last Night podcast on the Social Podcast Network. I am Tom. I'm an alcoholic. What's going on? How you doing? I've been out of my mind. Tried to podcast yesterday. We couldn't pull it together. Crazy, crazy, crazy. I think I'm, I'm sober, right? I've worked all the steps. I've got it all figured out, right? I mean, nothing can get me. But I tell you what, man, I think I am, due to COVID and summer and school and kids, I think I'm fucking depressed. Fuck, I've been out of my mind the last few days. It all started, I think, on Sunday. This is one of those kind of moments where I could easily, like, hit the bottle. You know, this could be one of those moments where you just grind into the hit bottom, and then, you know, I spend the next 6 months trying to work my way out of it. It's one of those things I didn't really feel coming. But I hit my low spot, and I think it was actually on Monday. Well, listen, the whole thing. I mean, you know, this quarantine, this change of attitude, this fear, the election, just all of it. It's fucking grinding me down, and. You know, I'm like, hey, what's the big deal? We're sitting at home. It is grinding me down. That is not how I operate. I am, you know, I'm into things. I'm busy. I do stuff. And all my life, you know, everything that I do revolves around, you know, what goes on with my kids. I have 3 children. I have an 8, a 9, and a 14-year-old child. I mean, right in the midst, and I'm 52. I love it. You know, they're the greatest things, man. They keep me going. They keep me excited. They keep me involved. They keep me interested. They keep me... you know, constantly, like, keeping my eyes and ears open for things that are new. You know, they're all, you know, my daughter's 8, my son is 9, and my older son is 14. I mean, the 14-year-old's world is 10 times different than the 9-year-old's. And then my daughter's world is freaking completely different than everybody's. But, you know, starting March, they were out of school. And, you know, what's the big deal, right? What's the big deal? But, you know, I've invested a lot of time. My wife and I, my ex-wife and I, we've all invested a lot of time and work into, you know, at least having these kids in the right place to become educated, to follow authority, you know, to know right from wrong. You know, we do what we can. I do what I can. But, you know, thank God I drop them off at school every morning. You know, follow somebody else's direction. I'm like, all right, kids. Tin Hut, books open. They fucking burst out laughing. They don't give a shit about me telling them. You know, in my mind, I'm like, shit, I got this. I'll teach these kids. I don't have it in me. I'm not cut out. So March, you know, we're all sitting around. First of all, in the beginning, we're all in the house doing nothing. But then, you know, finally summer starts, and then I'm all right. Okay, it's summer. They'd be out of school anyway. My kids, and I know it's not just my kids. If you're listening and you have kids, it's your kids too. Unless you're super dad or super mom. They can sit on these electronic devices for fucking hours on end. my son got these new headphones. My son, my 9-year-old loves Fortnite and he loves Minecraft. They all love Minecraft, but Sam loves Fortnite. And he got these headphones for his birthday. And they wouldn't, he could hear through them, but he couldn't talk. So his mom sent them back. And finally got the new ones in. She's like, can you see if you get his headphones set up? I'm like, sure. Hook him up. All of a sudden, he can talk. Now he's in Fortnite in these chat rooms, and he's just talking and having a blast. My son, Sam, literally was on the computer playing Fortnite and chatting with friends and bullshitting, I would say, for 10 hours. They probably can't even register that in screen time. That's like, I'm surprised Comcast didn't send somebody personally to have a conversation with me. But I don't know what else to do. We're so fucked up. We can't let the kids go out. My wife and I were sitting on the couch. It was like in the evening, you know, early evening, still sunny. The kids, the neighbor wants to take, I'm like, go for a damn bike ride, you know, around the block, half the block. If you're taking our daughter, Teresa, she's only 8, halfway around the block. Because God knows someone's going to kidnap her, right? That's the other fucking big giant monkey we carry on our fucking back now is the fucking everyone's getting kidnapped. Nobody ever tried to kidnap me. Was I not good enough? It's easy for me to go back in my day, but fucking back in my day, we went out and played. There was no hesitation. Go play. I used to get up in the morning and take off before my parents were even up. I'd leave them a note. Going out, playing on my bike. I'd be gone till noon. I've always gotten up early. I love fucking getting up early. I'd get up early. I'd go to the golf course. I'd go sneak out on the golf course onto the pond. And we'd look for frogs and snakes and fish and swim in the pond. And we'd shove fish in the ball washers. I mean, we were hoodlums. But God damn it, we were out on an adventure and we had a good time. And we can't even do that today. We finally said, yeah, go ahead. Don't take your eyes off Teresa. Halfway around the block, my wife's like, let's go get him. Call David. Tell him to bring her back. We're so afraid now to let the kids go for a bike ride. And then we're freaking, now we got masks. I mean, what the fuck is going on? I can't fucking take it. I'm losing my mind. I'm depressed. And on Monday, you know, I had the kids, and I'm off on Mondays. We did a couple things in the morning, and then we basically had a free day. My kids basically sat on the goddamn computers, iPads, gaming, all day. And now they're want, you know, we want the kids to go back to school. Now they're saying, you know, nobody wants them to go back to school. They want to go back to school. They need to go back to school. All day. My daughter, Teresa, this morning, she's like, I don't think I should go back. I think I should just do work from home. I'm like, fuck no. You are going the fuck back to school. I'm had it. All the work that we have done, whether it's just getting the kids to school, working with them after school, just being consistent, following the teacher's directions at school, whatever it is, all the work that I've done to get these kids to this point, and now they're just regressing at 10 times faster. One step forward, fucking 100 steps backwards. I can't take it. And I'm losing it. Plus trying to work. And goddamn it, on top of all that, it's 100 fucking degrees out. It's crazy. But I've lost it. You know, these are the times, you know, where I'm going to use this program and I'm going to reach down. I'm going to turn it over to God. I'm going to pray about it. Fuck that. I can't. I'm out of my mind over it. Got in a fight with my wife. Not feeling very helpful. My friend's like, I can't believe you're all yelling at your wife. And I'm like, if you know what I was going through, I fucking all of a sudden become a victim. And I feel bad about that. Feel like I need to explain my assholeness. The reality of it is I'm fucking depressed. I'm depressed. Saying it out loud, I'm fucking depressed. What do I got to do to get out of this? Right? I'm so out of my mind. Like, I tried to podcast yesterday. I couldn't even do it. I tried three times. It sounded fucking stupid. I don't know what the fuck I was talking about. I was so consumed by self, I had no chance to complete the podcast. When self is fucking running the show, and basically what self was doing was having a protest. He was protesting yesterday. He was throwing rocks, fucking gas, tearing the place up. Self was having a fit. And I said it before, nothing changes a life like shame and guilt. And my buddy yesterday goes, you know, I was a little bothered by how upset you were with you when you and your wife were fighting. And I felt embarrassed. And I had shame. My wife and I don't fight that much. It's always because I'm not getting my way. And it's always because I feel like I do everything. And I don't. My wife is great. But, you know, we're not perfect. And, you know, we cleaned that fight up early, you know, real early. And we don't fight very much. But, you know, to hear him say that, it made me feel bad. Like, you know, was I really out of line? And I think I was a little bit. You know, and I had to send, I made a video. I sent it to my wife because she works, you know, she works at a bank and she can't answer the phone. So I just said, you know, I'm really bugged out. I'm bugged out by just everything that's going on. And I think I overreacted. I overreacted. And also, you know, I'm pretty even keel. I'm pretty chill. So, you know, any outbursts seem extreme. I'm going to take that road too. I don't want to be depressed. You know, the schools are now giving us, and I don't know, what are you guys doing? Am I the only freaking person that feels like, I know I'm not. I am surrounded by people I have this conversation with every day. We all feel, same story. My kids are playing hours of iPad and video games and electronics, and I'm letting them because really there's not much else going on. You know, they don't have camps. You know, you can't really do anything. We'd go to the boardwalk a lot more. We used to go to the pool a lot. You know, like the pool where we used to go. They took all the chairs and everything away. So basically, don't come to the pool. So you don't want to go to the pool. It's freaking hot. You don't want to go to the beach. We used to love going to the boardwalk, down to Funland. That's closed. Everything's closed. It's a shit show. It's fucking ridiculous. So what do I need to do? First of all, I need to do is recognize it. And that's what I'm doing right now. I'm letting you guys know I'm fucking out of my mind over this shit. I don't want to pick up a drink. But I'm worse over that. Even worse than that, I don't want to be an asshole. And this is the kind of shit that can make me become a little bit asshole-ish. I don't want to do that. So I'm confessing my crime. I'm depressed. And my behavior's been annoying. And I want to do better. I definitely don't want to pick up a drink. So I'll just say, I'll pray here. Let's do a prayer. Dear God, I can't handle this. My shoulders aren't big enough. I am turning this over to you. Dear God, I can't handle this. My shoulders aren't big enough and I'm turning it over to you. Dear God, I can't handle this. My shoulders aren't big enough and I'm turning it over to you. Do with it as you will. But I'm going to start trying to control this thing. The one little bit of light at the end of the tunnel is that they are going to bring the kids back, the younger ones. You know, my son David, who's 14, he does online schooling. He handles it. He's not super productive, really. I mean, I hear other stories of other teenagers. He's about where they're supposed to be, you know. But the little ones are the ones that are fucking wearing me out because it's so important. So they're letting the kids come back. I was like, hell yeah, send the kids back to school. And then they announced, we're ready to take the kids back to school. And then I'm like, do I want the kids to go back to school? Because now they're announcing all these kids that are catching the coronavirus and all this shit. And it's just all this weird fear they're making. And I said, send them back. Let them go. They need this. They need to follow direction from somebody other than me. They need to be put on task. They need to be pried away from that game, that iPad. They need something other than what we're doing. They need, or we're going to lose them. We're going to lose them. They're going to fall behind. Nobody wants that. Love my kids. Thank you. My God, that felt a little better. That felt better. I've had a lot of time. I'm sober a long time, right? 12 years in December. From free from drinks and drugs. Out of my mind. And I don't like it. I do not like it. You know, I talked about it in a podcast. Well, first of all, I did a podcast with a friend of mine, Trey Downs. Does a podcast called Your Superior Self. Super nice guy. When I first wanted to start podcasting, I'd reached out to him because he was a podcaster. You know, he's got a pretty big podcast. And, you know, he took a second, shared some thoughts with me, you know, gave me some ideas. And then he lives up in Baltimore. I'm at the beach. And he said that he was coming down and wanted to get together. So he came in and we podcast on Monday. We did the Rehoboth Social Podcast on the Social Podcast Network. Super great guy. Check out his podcast. Smarter than me. But, you know, one of the things that, what I talked about in a previous podcast was just freedom, you know. And I've not had any freedom right now. I've been consumed by self. I mean, I can go anywhere I want, drive anywhere I want, spend as much money as I want, but I didn't have any spiritual freedom. My spirit was on hiatus because the self-centered fear was consuming me. And, you know, self-centered fear sometimes sneaks up. You know, it's not like, give me a small dose of self-centered fear or give me a large plate of some self-centered fear. It's just all of a sudden, it's like a tick. You're like, where the fuck did that thing come from? It almost like numbs the area before it starts injecting you with self-centered fear. You don't even know. It's like a leech. And you're just like, ugh, I feel toxic. What's going on? Ugh. And, this happens to me a lot coming out of winter, just the gloom of winter. You know, I'll start, you know, getting into some more running and start experiencing some things that are beautiful in nature. I love nature in the winter, but, you know, there's nothing like a good spring morning coming out of winter. And I'll usually go, geez, I feel like shit. And then I start to feel like I'm coming up out of it. This one kind of has been sneaking up on me. I've been talking about it. But this one kind of snuck up on me, and I felt so shitty on Monday. Monday was kind of like, started to seep. And I didn't want to do anything. And I can tell shit's going on because I just fantasized napping. You know? Does anybody do that? You just want to go take a nap. Just shut off the world like I'm a fucking teenager. Let's not go to the pool. Let's go home. That means when we go home, I'm going to take a nap, you guys. I'm going to get on the couch. Just want to shut my eyes and go to sleep. And I've been feeling like doing that a lot. It's not me, man. I used to, I like to get up and take on the day and fill my day with all sorts of stuff. And I haven't been that way. I've been wanting to nap and just... So I've been feeling like something's been coming on, and then on Monday, just really toxic day. I got in a big fight with my father, and that's another thing that's bothering me is the fact about my mom. You know, my mom's been in this home and dealing with my father, and you know, my dad. I love my dad. He's a great father. He's great human. He's right where he should be, but he just lives a life of self and. He's living a life of self, not getting what it wants. Very inconvenient, very bothered, having to do a lot of things. I have to do this. I have to do that. I'm going to have to go here. I'm going to have to go there. And I told him, man, you get to. These are things you get to do. You don't have to do them. You get to. We get to put mom in a home. We get to have people take care of mom. You know, it could have been a lot worse. But dealing with him and you know, his role's always been, what can I fix? I'm the solution guy. What do you need? And that's my fault. I mean, there was a time when I moved, I was living on my own, but I called my dad, what's the number for Pizza Hut? I can look it up. Oh, okay. Like, I didn't have a phone book or something. Like, that's just how much I relied on my dad. And then to be 82 now, and I'm in my 50s, and we're basically living our lives, he wants to fix and help. And that's tough. That's a tough place because I don't need it, right? I don't need his help right now. I don't need him to fix anything. I'm just kind of hanging in there. And, you know, we're getting involved in upgrading a couple of things in our house. And, of course, when he comes over, he creates a spreadsheet to tell us how much it's going to cost and the money that we need to save and we need to get do this and we need to talk to a bank and yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, who asked you? Who asked you? Nobody asked you for this. And you, do you have something like that in your life that is like that? And then when you're like, I don't need all this, and then fine. This is your business. It's like they get all upset. That's kind of what my dad does. And I feel bad. And so he came over, what was it? He came over on Sunday just moping around. And I'm like, Dad, you know, he either wants to talk about shit he needs to fix for me or politics. I don't need to hear about shit about fixing me, right? And then if I try to give him some suggestions to try to help him come out of this misery, he doesn't want anything to do with it, you know? The problem is that he's not drinking, or he's not drunk, he's not, you know, spending too much money. He's just basically at that place where he's just old and can't do a lot of stuff. And I try to share with him, hey, man, you know, be grateful all the things that we have. You get to be there for mom and stuff. And it just, it kind of goes in one ear and out the other. And he's just, I had to do this and I had to do that and I had to do this and it took me until this. And I'm like, Dad, you get to do that. You get to do this. But it's hard to explain to somebody that's not trying to struggle or that's not struggling with drinking alcohol or doing drugs or screwing hookers or whatever it is we do. It's a toxic place, and I've been in it. So between my dad, my mom, COVID. And then the other thing is that I feel like this is, I think the biggest thing that's really fucking got me crazy is that just this whole COVID-19, you know? Did a guy's hair the other day. He caught COVID, went to a bar, you know, got it. Whole family, him and his wife and two little boys, all got COVID-19, tested positive for it. Did just what they warned us to do. Don't go to bars. He went to a bar, got it. Caught it. Said he had a cold for 3 days and that was it. What the fuck? That's fucking crazy. I know people have died. I get that. My mom, 82, COPD, bad kidneys, bad liver, blind, big cell arthritis. I mean, fucking just riddled with shit. Got COVID-19 and fucking didn't die. She didn't even have the sniffles. I feel like all this is going on to prevent sick people from getting sicker. And just when you want to fucking yell to the streets, this is a bunch of bullshit. Someone come up, yeah, my 32-year-old perfectly healthy marathon running friend who only ate vegetables died of COVID-19 in 2 days. And I go, well, there we go. There it is. I know that happens. But people die every fucking year. People, you know, this is exposed how miserable we are. This is exposed how much people don't like working. This is exposed how broke we are. This is exposed. for this God-loving country, this patriotic country, that if you give somebody an opportunity to fucking kind of sidestep the government, they'll take it. Somebody sent this cartoon, a big fat lady on one of these, you know, little scooters at Giant or whatever it is, whatever those, you know, because she can't walk. Guy, girl, whatever, fat. Tired of fucking being embarrassed about that too. You're fat. Fat person on this thing. Listen, I'm a little fat. I'm okay with that. But when you're fucking into your 100 pounds of fat, you fucking need to have a conversation. Fat person. And then she's telling this person standing there, can you pull up your mask or you're threatening my health? I feel like that's it in a nutshell right there. Unhealthy people. All of a sudden, a lady comes in my salon. She's unhealthy.
I don't make mucus. I don't make mucus.
Well, fucking stay home then. She had two masks on with scotch tape around it. Bitching at me, you need to put your mask on. I'm like, you need to fucking go home. And then Trump the other day. Trump lover, don't love him, I don't care. But this is what he said. If you vote for me, I'll make sure that we don't have to pay back these payroll taxes and these unemployment benefits. What? Wow. No shame in that dude's game. It doesn't matter. Nobody wants to fucking work. I don't blame them. I'm lucky. Hey, I got lucky. One time in my life, I got lucky. I picked a fucking career that I love. Hairdressing. Cutting hair. Owning my own salon. One little salon with three people that work. None of us answer to anybody but ourselves. Work when we want. Don't work. Doesn't matter. Rent's reasonable. How fucking lucky could we finally be? But I tell you what, not many people like their job. Which is a shame. I don't know what they're going to do. Everybody's leaving New York, California. Everybody's leaving California. It's a fucking shit show down there. It's crazy. Everyone's going to Texas. Texas is going to get all pissed off. I don't know. I apologize if I said the F word too much. I apologize if you're upset or feelings got hurt in any way. If you're fat, I'm sorry. Stop eating. I am sick of it. Kids need to go back to school. Consider myself not depressed anymore. Day one starts now. hope everybody has a great day. Don't be depressed. Oh. Thanks for listening. See you tomorrow.